I have to be off at 10:30. I'm signing off regardless at 10:30. So,
but shame on him. Fuck that guy. So what's our episode?
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. It is our weekly podcast on Sunday nights here on YouTube. And you can also catch us on Spotify or pretty much any podcast app. Got a little behind during the holidays in getting some of those out, but it's a lot of work to do this show. So please forgive me. Tonight, Shane is not with us, but let's go ahead and bring the other guys in. There's Brandon. Whoa, he's muted. How do you? There we go.
Hi, John.
You mute.
Thanks for having me on.
There's Chris, still playing with his wife's computer.
It's still New Year's over there for him.
And here's a disappointed brother, Charles.
I'm not disappointed in Chris. I'm disappointed in Brandon. He's coughing in the background. He's coughing all over the green room, spreading germs. He mutes himself, and then he hops on the show, and he thinks it just automatically unmutes.
Well, I thought I had the same thing that Chris has, where it automatically gives him, you know, fireworks and thumbs up.
Yeah.
At least you don't have what Shane has, because this is week four. Is real.
Like, this is week four, I think.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him in weeks. Is he in the hospital?
32 days, I think. Yeah.
I don't know, but...
Jesus.
I don't know why we don't have a fill-in for him. Like, we should be asking Chitwood. We should be asking Brian Collinwood. Let's ask somebody to fill in.
He needs a transfusion. Because
we didn't even realize we're going to be recording tonight.
Well, he was in the pool with Uncle Victor, and he got VD from Uncle Victor. So
it's cocksacky.
Cocksack.
Whatever. He got a cocksack, Uncle Victor. And whatever. Whatever that. I've never heard of that in my life.
I've never heard of that in my life. That's a New York thing.
No.
I got to look
it
up.
It's a world. It's a big thing. I think, I could be wrong, but I think when Victor, no, it is still New York. It was upstate New York. He jumped in a pool at Villa Roma. It's like an Italian like timeshare place that he owns. He jumped in the pool at Villa Roma and everybody got the cocksack.
Everybody got VD via the cocksack. Got it.
So funny.
Coxsackie is actually a town in upstate New York.
Is that where the disease originated?
Maybe that's where it originated.
I'll look it up.
Everybody in that town has it?
I guess there was no chlorine in that pool.
Oh, my God. Mouth sores, a sore throat, and skin bumps.
I was telling Brandon and John, I got coxsackie like 5-6 years ago, and it was the most painful sickness I have ever gotten. Every time you swallow, like you spit, you drink food or anything, it was like picture like a sore throat times 100. Because you have like open blisters and wounds on the inside of your throat. It was so bad.
Oh my God, this is disgusting.
Are you going to show it?
You get these like rashes on your hands and on the bottom of your feet.
Yep.
Isn't that hand, foot, and mouth? Isn't that the same thing?
Probably.
It's almost the same thing. Yeah.
I had a guy try to sell me a cocksackie one time, but it was a 50cc and I wanted a 125.
Oh, hacksack.
All right, so here we are, Sunday night episode, and what's tonight's topic, guys?
We're going to talk about the top 25 most wanted toys.
As who came up with that?
I don't know.
Rare.
We only pull our top 25 lists from the most reputable internet sources.
Yeah.
So John can't even find it.
It's so rare. I cannot.
This is the same site that voted us number 2 podcast.
I live and die by that. We are the number 2 podcast.
I agree.
In the country.
All right, so you're last.
This is in apparently this is October of 2022, and they give us the value of these things, which I don't know if I really trust.
So some of these pop-ups that they'll actually pop up if you're looking at or have searched it. So you have searched Neutrogena makeup remover at some point because they match that to you.
Great display, John.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to do this. Hang on.
Yeah, take your time.
Wait. Exit so full screen. What is going on here?
2022 Shane Davidson COVID prices.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Wait, let's see. Well, how did it get full screen and now it did that?
Oh my god.
Hang on, let me try to unshare it. Remove it.
Sorry, John. Tell the whole audience.
Add to stage. Wait, hang on.
Good night, John.
Good night.
Guys, have a little patience. Relax.
Yeah, I'm not used to doing this.
He's not, you know. He doesn't have the whirly bat this time, and he's screwing the whatever thingamajigs on top of
what?
What the whirlies?
The coxsackies.
The coxsackies. We'll see if I share this. Let's see. I'm gonna remove this one. Stop screen.
Hold your screen and Google coxsackie.
Share screen. Share the screen. Okay, the entire screen. Okay, here we go. I think I got it now. I'm not going to be able to see anybody, but because Shane has 2 screens, so I only have 1. All right, the 25 most rare toys in the world.
There you go.
Here we go. Mego Elastic Batman.
Never heard of it.
$1,500. I would have no idea if that's good or not.
John, do you know what that is? You seem like the Mego man.
Yeah, it's there's. I'd rather have the Plastic Man. That's Plastic Man on the left.
Oh, so only that Batman is worth $1,500.
The Batman is worth $1,500. There's a Superman. Damn. It looks like. Doesn't say. Kenner sued Mego.
Now it says on the bottom that there's only 2 of those Batmans and 1 sold for $15,000.
Wow.
This is really reputable.
It just says 1500.
I know.
Okay.
Are those similar to the pocket superheroes, John?
No, these are similar to the Stretch Armstrongs.
Oh, okay.
You guys remember the pocket superheroes?
Brandon, we have 24 more to go. Thank you.
Okay, look at this. The 1982 World's Fair Tennessee Pez dispenser.
Nobody cares.
Right there.
I actually want Pez dispenser. I watched that Pez show on Netflix. It was actually really good.
It's really cool where they go and they get all the
yeah it was good
from the actual Pez factory in what, Russia or something like that.
Yeah.
So it was sold in 2006. Now the date on this thing is 2022. So, okay, Golden Monopoly set.
Is that comparable to Charles's Golden Vodka?
It is actually the same thing.
Oh, yeah. It says here that the Gold Monopoly set is valued at around $2 million.
Do not.
This example could be found in the Smithsonian Museum and is naturally unavailable for purchase.
Did you zoom to number 1? Because we went from $35,000 to $2
million. Money doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the money. Page.
Yeah, it's not in order of...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Stop being greedy.
Don't be greedy. Astolot.
Oh, look.
Astolot. Dollhouse is $8.5 million. Oh, it's getting higher. It is getting higher.
Yeah.
This was actually on Deal or No Deal Group the other day. It was the bidding was crazy. It was wild. It didn't quite get to $8.5 million, but it got very high.
Wow.
I would have skipped this before you even.
Not even in the ballpark.
Nassau County.
Not even in this on the same planet.
Getting closer.
It's the most expensive toy in existence. Oh, well, we're at number four or something, right? All right. Whoa, a Garbage Pail Kids Atom Bomb card. Atom Bomb.
I know he's expensive, yeah.
$3,000.
I have a stack of those things. I looked through them one day in sheer excitement that I would have Atom Bomb.
Yeah, but that doesn't look like an original, though.
What makes... I was going to say the same thing. It doesn't look original at all, but what makes that one more valuable?
That's a good question.
There's not...
Did they make car? I mean, I remember the stickers, but I don't remember cards.
Yeah, I don't remember that. That looks modern to me.
It might be like the Wave 2, like not Series 1, but Series 2 or something.
The GPK thing on the top left, that's modern.
Yeah. Something just exploded outside. Did you guys hear that?
No. That was Brandon's ass.
Something exploded at Brandon's house right on his chair.
Yeah, the bucket that I'm sitting on right now.
This website is of no value at all because it doesn't tell you anything about it. For some reason, it's worth about triple of any of the card in the deck.
Oh,
great website.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, Peanut, the blue beanie baby elephant.
That is super rare.
Pretty sure that's not accurate.
It's weird. When you look at Beanie Babies, 97% of them are worth absolutely nothing. And then there are still a few like this one that's worth money.
Yeah. I mean, I have heard that
this one's due to a printing error.
Patty the Platypus. Wasn't that a printing error that had 2,000? A darker fur color than was originally planned. Oh, okay, so you have to have the dark fur. A
variant.
Damn. Oh, that's why. Variant made in Malaysia.
Crazy dark.
Whoa, what the...
American Girl.
Christ.
American Girl Molly. 11 grand. Because she's so creepy looking and nobody wanted her.
I have about 5 or 6 of these American Girls.
Let's see. These dolls can fetch around minimum of $1,000, but Molly, depending on cleanliness and the presence of her accessories, sell for $11. Why is she coveted? We want to know these things. There's nothing that says...
Garbage.
Because she's rare.
Yeah, I guess because she's discontinued. What? Gamma Attack?
Gamma John, you have a couple of these at your house, don't you?
500,000?
Only one copy is known to exist.
Gamma Attack. Never heard of it.
Atari 2600.
That's because only one copy exists, Charles. That's why you never heard of it.
500 grand.
Thanks, Brandon.
Okay, so the next one? I don't even know what number we're on.
Anthony DiNardo.
Transformers.
Original, we need to get him on the program.
Who?
Original Transformers action figures. $1,600.
For the whole set.
It's probably just for the whole set.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. If you have a Transformer figure from 1984 and it's an original box, then you're looking at a truck or a car that is now worth around 1,000 to 2,000. Roll out.
I believe it. If they're in the box, original boxes sealed, those things are a couple grand a piece.
Oh yeah, they're insane.
There's no Star Wars.
Whoa! Look, original
25 grand.
Well, that's a double telescoping.
Yeah, that's a Morphe's auctions.
That don't look double to me.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, look at the small little tip.
Of course it's double.
Brandon, you always look for the tip.
Always. You got to feel it. Actually, it's a broken normal lightsaber. So broken parts now.
It's right here in the bottom of the... Yeah.
There are only 20 box... I don't know. That doesn't seem right at all.
There are about only 20 box versions in circulation.
Let's see. I mean, you guys saw 5 of them during Morphe's auction. Yeah, so there's 15 left.
That's not right.
Yeah, it's impossible. Who picked this website? Shane? Did Shane pick this website?
Yeah, this is a Shane website.
Yeah.
We'll blame it on him. Whoa! Rocket firing Boba Fett.
That's modern.
It's a modern one.
A modern one.
The blister.
Look at the rocket behind him.
Yeah, it's just
pocket rocket.
What does it say? The lightning dash figure is only 100 examples made. Finding one in its original packaging is very difficult. Yeah. Yeah, you think so?
They were never produced.
What the hell? This is a stupid website.
I know. This is the 25 most rare toys in the world.
I didn't know that they had 100 examples of Boba Fett rocket mock.
100,
yeah.
100 newer ones, 100 modern ones are still hanging in the store, probably.
Jesus.
I think we need to get Eduardo on the horn. Eduardo Gaskell. You got wrote this?
Idiot. You probably got fired right after you did it.
Probably. Transformer Autobot Air Guardian Jetfire.
Yeah, good job, Eduardo.
599. Let's see. This red and white plane will go for $200 minimum.
Look, read the last sentence.
An Autobot Air Guardian is in mint or out of the box condition will sell for $600, give or take.
Give or take.
$600. He just said it was worth $200.
I know. Now he's changing his mind again. I don't get it.
Who? What? Friggin' shareably. Okay. What research did this guy do? Here we go.
Strawberry mint. Shortcake.
Mint tulip. Mint. Strawberry shortcake.
She's mint.
I wonder if Mr. Swearingen designed that one.
$120.
If it's sealed, 1G.
Whoa. Well, a doll without the box can get over just over $100.
One Mike G.
So what do you think? Do you think Mr. Swearingen designed that one?
Remember that, Charles?
Oh, yeah. I still say it now.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Good old time here.
What is that?
We had this like really like rich guy friend that we knew. So we called it a Mike G. Yeah. Like $1,000 was one Mike G.
Was one Mike G.
One Mike G. All right. Let's see if the next one's a Mike G. What the?
That's a Mike D.
Oh, well. I've seen not even quite. Not quite a bin.
$83.
$83.
For the little people, John, family house.
John, you have to just skip this one and not even read it. It's worth $83. They're so rare.
They're so rare. They can cut prices.
So for $83.
Whoa, here we go.
It's a nice modern one.
That is a really weird number.
Eduardo, again, he must be doing a lot of research.
I thought it was worth 1,673. I guess it went down.
It went down. The market's been terrible. So, yeah. Boxed figures can... I hate that they say boxed versions. I know. Just say unopened. And that's a modern packaging, too, right there. Look.
That's what I was saying. It's modern.
The compliance thing.
And the website?
This guy's crazy.
Shareably.net.
They didn't have websites back then?
The website. Oh, is it the website?
Back of the thing. I don't know.
Where is it?
I mean, there is. If you look on the cardboard, it probably says something about.
It says motu.com.
Yeah.
Even though it's Thundercats?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, what line did this come from?
Huh?
Who made those?
LJN. Brandon. Pretty sure it was LJN.
Who cares?
Brandon and I care. Okay, no. Teddy Ruxpin.
Chris. Okay, Chris. This one's all yours.
Teddy Ruxpin, vintage. Everyone knows Teddy Ruxpin.
Missing an ear.
$230.
But.
Damn.
It could go for more if it's boxed.
True, but
slightly.
Eduardo does not.
One slightly used bear. Slightly used.
Slightly used.
I wonder if there's going to be an Alf doll in here.
Uh-oh. You ready for the next one?
Alf.
Okay. Motorized battle tank. $1,900.
I don't know anything about G.I. Joe.
Auction examples are worth upwards of $1,000, especially when
in the box.
In the box.
Yep. Holy boxes.
Oh, here we go. That's $109.50.
That's vintage.
That is vintage.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
That's a nice box.
They can't even make this gun, this thing anymore. The Megatron gun.
Han
Solo. I don't think they're that much, but I think they're like a grand.
If you can find it. I wonder if they're going to have my alien board game on here.
Ooh.
Slightly used, $83.
Is my alien egg going to be on here for
$100? Oh, no.
Oh, He-Man.
Oh, modern.
He-Man, that is modern. Battle Cat 2-pack?
Yeah, worth
the He-Man and Battle Cat 2-pack playset is highly desired, but only tops out at just under $100.
And this is the 25 most rare toys.
Yeah, 25 most rare.
That's modern.
This guy must have been hitting the whiskey.
What the? Okay, let's take guesses on the price of
$45.
The Soaker
fit. $45.
$30.
$57.
I'm gonna say $85.
$57.
$107.
I definitely had that.
I had like two of them.
They still
Super
make
Super Soakers were not specifically left in the box.
Oh, it's sealed in a box. It's worth that much. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who buys a Super Soaker and keeps it sealed?
Keeps it in the box.
Nobody. The same losers who buy Star Wars toys.
Pokemon.
The original Pikachu Pokemon card.
Jeez. You have one of those, Brandon?
False. I wish.
$5,000.
Crap.
You know what? That's not even that expensive compared for Pokemon. Isn't there some that are like 30 to 60 grand?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This says it's the most rare, Brandon.
Okay.
Rare. Eduardo.
Okay, Eduardo.
Eduardo or Brandon? I'm going to go with Eduardo.
Eduardo.
Okay, Eduardo.
Whoa, what the? My Little Pony Rapunzel.
Brony.
$900.
Hey, it's Corey Brony.
Corey Rapunzel.
Only serious
collectors.
$900? Jesus, man.
That's insane. I never thought that, for sure. Haven't we been on page 22 for the last 7 pages?
Nah.
Polly Pocket. Oh, wait.
Yeah,
Polly Pocket.
Yep.
Jasmine's Royal Castle.
Wow. Disney.
100.
These things are worth bank.
65. Doll hairs.
Damn, I thought they were going to do like dollar signs behind me.
Oh, look, there's the genie. Okay. Boring. Okay, well, Care Bear. Noble Heart Horse. What? Care Bear, $599. That's Brandon, not a horse.
Brandon saw one on our page last month.
I see the mane. Yeah, I can barely see the mane there.
The ones that I sold were plastic, not not the stuffed animals.
Oh, the Care Bears?
Yeah.
All right. We're getting close to the end now.
So exciting.
Isn't it?
Oh, look. The turtles.
Oh, Technodrome playset. His pants
got tight.
Oh, it's the Thunder. It's a Thunderdome. Oh, I mean Technodrome.
Technodrome. Expect to pay $300 for one out of the box, Charles.
Ooh.
I don't have room for it.
Oh.
There we go.
There we go.
That, I'm sure guess.
A 19.
They did not say.
No.
Taylor Swift?
That's the remake, probably.
Yeah. A vintage 1959 Barbie.
You know what I figured out what this guy's deal is? This guy puts modern stuff because he can't find pictures of the original stuff because it's so rare.
So rare. Yeah,
so rare.
But he got an assignment. And he's like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
I got to come up with something.
Hey, Eduardo. Yeah. Make a listing. 25 most rare toys. Ah, all right. Just slapped whatever.
But I don't know anything about toys.
Slap it up.
Oh, that's it.
Oh. Very thrilling.
Bye-bye. So what are some rare toys that you guys can think of that were not even on the list?
Vinyl Cape Jawa.
It's not rare.
Box.
What? It's not rare.
Not rare, but...
Vinyl Cape Jawa.
I mean, they showed an $83 wooden house, so...
Maybe they when sure, it comes I to mean, My Little House on the Prairie for the Fisher-Price,
yeah.
Maybe that is considered very rare for that line. I don't know.
Yeah, you said it's because most of them were beat up, so...
Yeah, but you don't see, like, on Antiques Roadshow, them, like, losing their minds over some Alien of that board stuff. Game? Probably for the Alien board game, they would lose their minds. What you have here is you have a Fisher-Price Little People barn at auction. You could get
$83. $83. It's super rare.
$83.
So super. Rare.
So rare. But what are some, I mean, like, you know, I remember hearing stories of, there's a Stretch Armstrong figure that was like a monster, a green monster.
Uh-huh.
And you know, you guys know Stretch Armstrong, right?
Hence the story.
Story.
You stretch him?
Yeah.
You know Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah.
No? Yes? Everybody know? Yes. Well, there was a monster that he had, and I can't remember the name of it. But like 20 years ago, I remember seeing something where this guy sold just the head of the figure for like 15 grand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because it was so rare. So rare.
Didn't we talk about that once already?
I think we may have.
So yeah, rare.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So rare.
But I mean...
Well, to tell you the truth, this website or whatever, I mean... Yeah, you really have to be a toy person to really know what is rare and what's not rare. And I don't know what this guy's background is, but...
Yeah.
Obviously, I think you just put some stuff together based on a little bit of research. And because, you know, we can all think of toys that are a lot more rare than the ones that he listed there. You know, especially, I mean, he listed some, I know that they came out with some Motu, you know, mail-aways and double or triple packs or something like that. Yeah. That are a lot more rare than the crap that he posted. So,
yeah. This is just basically somebody with an assignment.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I buy it, but.
And you know what the problem is with these kind of articles is somebody walks in here to my shop with a Luke Skywalker, and he's like, I hear these are like $23,000.
Yeah. He didn't actually say a double telescoping Luke Skywalker. He just said a Luke Skywalker. So everyone's going to think that their Luke Skywalker is $25,000.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I cannot stand. I can't stand that. Drives me bonkers.
It's like the flea market that I, you know, frequent. There was somebody selling some loose figures, and they wanted without accessories, and they wanted $20 a piece.
All right, relax.
Yeah, why do you want $20 a piece? Oh, because they're rare. And I'm like, well, who told you that?
What were they?
Tusken Raider, a Darth Vader, and like a Weequay.
All incomplete?
Yeah.
A Weequay.
For like $20 a piece. And it's just like.
They're rare.
No, they're. I'm like, $20. I'm like, that's why they've been here for 3 months.
Yeah. I'll give you 10 for all three of them.
My favorite was the Green Limbs Chewbacca that I found for $50.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's rare. It's Star Wars.
What a waste of money.
And it's selling on the Facebook groups for $100.
Oh, that's true. I should have bought it. I could have made it $50.
I just looked on my phone, Chris. If you stand up and you would zip your fly, supposedly a spotlight will appear. Okay. Yeah.
I don't have a fly.
Yeah, but I mean, that's that kind of stuff kind of ruins the hobby, ruins the fun of the hobby too, you know, of collecting, because it gets people's hopes up, and then they're like,
"Well, yeah,"
and they get disappointed.
They have 100 packaged, you know, rocket firing Boba Fetts.
Yeah,
I honestly learn a lot from like shows like The Toys That Made Us. That has all the information in it. About some of the toy lines, and so people are looking for stuff like that. Obviously, there's a lot of books that show stuff. I got one here now that we're thinking about. A buddy of mine let me borrow this because I don't know anything about G.I. Joes. So he's here, take a look at this book. It's outdated, which is the problem, but it's the most comprehensive G.I. Joe guide. But Mark Bellomo has a bunch of other books that he came out with, Star Wars and Transformers.
I know that guy. I know that name. But
here, for example, hardtop, right? Pretty rare G.I. Joe, from what I understand. You know,
I got a
225 is what he's going for, according to this, but this book is 6 or 7 years old, so it's not accounting for COVID prices either. So, I mean, that figure is $225. A buddy of mine found it in at a show, and he's like, no, that figure's more like $350 now.
Oh, so, wow.
You won't know that unless you do your research, you know, and it's a pretty rare figure, but it's not really rare, but
hard to find.
$150 for a G.I. Joe, it's, you know, it's a lot of money, so.
Yeah.
But books like this, good resource, has, you know, prices, but again, outdated, you know, so proceed with caution if you're a collector and you decide that you want to look at some of these websites and determine what's rare and what's not.
For sure. Yeah, I love the eBay posts where, like, everybody says, rare figure, and there's, like, 50 other posts below his.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Of the same figure. Yeah. There's, like, we've talked about this before. Rare is not a very, shouldn't be so easily, quickly used when it comes to collecting toys, because they mass produce toys. So everybody get their hands on one.
Yep.
Not so they couldn't get their hands on them. But, well, guys, anything else?
You okay, Brandon? You still reading that G.I. Joe book?
There's so many good things in here.
No, I think that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, another week.
Oh, I get intimidated when I look at G.I. Joe's. So I'm happy I have this. So I'm happy I have this book, because I go into a store and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so many different, like, accessories and stuff too.
I mean, I had this when I was a kid, and I'm pretty sure I still have it in a box somewhere at my parents' house. But I had the Cobra Condor when I was a kid.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And look at all that stuff.
Yeah.
That you can lose.
Missiles.
They actually named it the Condor Z-25's easily lost pieces. So he'll go through and describe which pieces are desired for to complete the actual vehicles.
Oh, and that's the figures cool.
Based on what's there and what's not there. So pretty comprehensive guide as to, you know, figuring out if you have your stuff complete or what you're looking at.
You getting into Joe's?
I'm going to look. What's that?
You going to get into Joe's? You're already into them, aren't you?
No, you're about knee deep. I have not bought a single one yet.
Okay.
You've
been tempted.
Yet. I almost bought, when Adam Gothard listed a few for sale a couple months ago on one of the Facebook groups, I was so like, ugh. And then I was like, is that a good price? I don't know if that's a good price. Does anybody know if that's a good price? Is it complete? I don't know if it's complete. Can somebody tell me if that's complete? You know, I got to stay away because it's going to be the same thing that happened to me when I was buying Star Wars figures off eBay back before I figured out there was a website and a Facebook group. And I was buying figures that had Repro weapons when I had no idea. So
yeah,
I'm trying to stay away from doing the impulsive buys until I do my research this time. I learned the hard way with Star Wars, so
yeah,
I don't want to do that again.
Very smart.
Oh gosh, sorry about that. I just yawned. That was rude. But yeah.
Oh, okay. So next time you belch on here.
So is this a repro weapon?
Who does it belong to?
This guy right here.
Oh.
Yeah. Rare. One of the 26 most rare. They stopped at 25. So
now I know that there's some Ninja Turtle figures that are pretty rare, right, Charles? The Scorch. Original line.
Does that like the spotted like dog is rare?
Scorch is his name, right?
Not
He's
sure.
a fire dog, right?
Yeah. I literally stopped after the first 20.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a couple that are super like
the giraffe. A giraffe. I think he's a basketball player or something. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a basketball player. Yeah.
Yeah. It gets way too involved for me.
Is that, I wonder if that was part of the last line or the last wave of figures or something. They just didn't really, because I mean, that's where all the rare superpowers figures are in the final wave because they didn't finish the wave. Yeah. They didn't finish the production.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Could be. Oh. All right, guys. I think that does it for this episode.
Yep.
And please subscribe to our channel. Like this video and comment. And
go on t-shirts.com.
Go to t-shirts.com. Go to 5idiotstalkingtoys.com for all of our links. You can get to our t-shirts. You can buy some t-shirts. You can buy some hats. You can buy some mugs. You can buy some
hoodies. Charles has a hoodie.
Hoodies. You can buy a mug. You can buy a teddy bear. With our logo on it. You have your choice of logos. But anyway. Or you can support us at patreon.com/5idiotstalkingtoys. Excuse me. And we'll see you guys next time. Maybe Shane will join us next time, you think? What are the chances? Who's taking the over-under on this?
Ooh, Glass Man? I don't know. We'll see.
No. No. Maybe he'll be on, so. I'm sure Juan Carlos will be glad to have Shane back because he hates me.
Definitely.
Hates me. But anyway, guys, have a good night. It's been good seeing you guys. It's been too long. It's been over a month, so we're finally back at it.
Alrighty.
So, all right, guys. Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.